Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect to our higher selves, release our limiting beliefs, and create our unreal lives. Today's episode is the first episode of the Morning Motivation Series, and today's topic is Come to the Edge. Hello, my loves. Welcome to my new project. My name is Lindsay Amico, and I am a mindset coach, a spiritual teacher, a healer, really a master motivator to get you connected back to who you are, who you always have been, and who you will always be. So my new idea is to really connect with you daily, whether this is by the podcast, Picture Perfect Mind, on Spotify and Apple, or on YouTube. So welcome. My goal is to be able to provide you a daily motivational message. So I am going to pull a card, connect to source, universe, God, intuition, whatever you refer to it as. We're going to get clarity on what we really need to hear today, and I'm going to riff off of what I receive so that you can feel so amazing moving forward into your day. And I always say, you know, you don't have to feel super energized. You don't have to feel super happy or extremely excited or on a level 10 if that's not what is best for you today. I want you to be able to intentionally connect to an emotional state that feels good for you. So hopefully you receive something beneficial from this. I'm really excited to dive in. So today, the card is Come to the Edge. So with these cards, I absolutely love the description in the book, so I am going to read that. But first and foremost, I'm going to talk about what I am intuitively seeing right now. So I feel as though you are on the precipice of a huge learning, a huge decision, whether it's something external or internal, and I see you on the edge of this. This could be something great or small. For many of you, I see it as something big, though, and it could just be this internal shift of shifting into, like I said, who you are, have been, and always will be. So the remembrance of your self-confidence, your beauty, your spark, your innovation. Maybe you're thinking of transitioning careers, or you're having an epiphany around your purpose work. Maybe you're contemplating starting a family or making a decision for one of your children. Maybe you're shifting relationships. But something hasn't been sitting right in your intuition for a while, and now it's the time to come forward and create the shift that you know once you make it on the other side of everything, there's going to be so much beauty. It's just that oftentimes we procrastinate. So let me read the description of the card, see how this relates to what I just said, and then I'm going to give you some motivation around this. So whether you feel that this applies to you or not, my intention for these morning motivational sessions is maybe this applies to your day, maybe it comes out throughout your day, maybe this is almost something that's going to happen in a week to a month, but even if it doesn't apply to you, it could be a family member. This is for you to really receive motivation in some way, shape, or form for you to get throughout your day. So take what serves you and leave the rest. That is my intention for you. Just as if I were to do a podcast and not pull a card, the intention is whatever topic I'm talking about for you to receive the motivation. So let's get into 36. Courage, taking a leap of faith, overcoming fear, and accepting risk. Facing the unknown is the only choice you really have right now if you want to progress. It's okay to be afraid. I say this all the time in my free Facebook group. It's called Rock Your Fear. Fear is always going to be present for us as human beings. Now is the time to take a risk that is not calculated, to feel the exhilaration as you ready yourself for a leap of faith. Spirit is present, so let go of fear. You are called to express your true self. Listen to your heart and soul, not your head. Come to the edge and discover that you can fly. You must step into the unfamiliar so that you may find your miracles. Relationship message. It's scary to be truly intimate with someone, to allow him or her to see all of you, especially the parts that you've kept hidden and protected. I'm hearing shame, right? And it's the smallest things to the biggest things. We all have varying levels of shame. And the thing is, though, especially I highly recommend listening to Brené Brown. She has incredible books that talk about this, but every single person has some level of shame, guilt, grief, fear. We're not robots, but it's so interesting because it's difficult for us to express these and to be vulnerable. But the fascinating part of all of this is that when you connect to vulnerability, you draw people in. When you are truly vulnerable, whenever you get to that point, I'm not saying you need to share all your intimate moments and go past all your trauma, absolutely not. But when you start to take steps in the direction of vulnerability, the baby steps that start to feel good for you, that's when you can fully express your freedom and sense of self, and you're accepted where you are. You, first of all, accept yourself. And then allow other people to accept you wholly. And then also, you realize that you are not the only person that has experienced this, which is truly beautiful. Now is the time to take that risk and let yourself be seen, truly seen. It's important that you speak up, voice what you need, state who you are, say what you hope for. This is not the time to play it safe, but to take a leap of faith. You will be glad you did. If you're seeking a relationship, the same applies. Take one step towards the gods and they will deliver what you truly desire. Prosperity message. If ever there was a time for you to take a leap of faith into the unknown, it is now. This is the perfect moment to take a big risk. The unknown is the only choice now. And if you come to the edge, you will discover treasure beyond your wildest dreams. Allow your courage to lead you in spite of your fears. You don't need to know the exact form of what you're going for. The essence is much more powerful, and spirit has a way of delivering an even better version of prosperity than you could imagine. Take that step. The results will be amazing. It reminds me of another card that I have that's all about take the leap. And it's so fascinating because as human beings, we want to be logical. We were trained to be logical. We connect to our brain. We connect to our internal dialogues. We connect to fear. We connect to the stories of our parents and everything that has happened to us. In our society, we are taught, be smart about this. Make sure you think about every possible outcome. And it's just fascinating because more and more people you see that are really stepping into courage and bravery and tenacity show through their stories that they don't have it and did not have it figured out every step of the way. And so how can you today step more into vulnerability? How can you embrace your imperfection? How can you come to a space of self-care, self-compassion, self-acceptance for where you are today? Maybe the opportunity today is to listen to someone else's story and to really honor them for their vulnerability. To honor them for what they've come through, what they've learned, where they're going. It's really not about where we're going. The ego mind will convince us that is what we need to be happy. The 10K months, the relationship, the child or the children or the house or the new job or this to happen, this to happen, this to happen, etc. But where the joy really is in the present moment and in the fullest acceptance of where we are now. So while you may have a decision ahead of you, while you're coming to the edge, skirting the edge and trying to get there to take that leap of faith without maybe knowing every step of the way, while you're doing that, embracing where you are and knowing that it is more than okay to be exactly where you are today. I had this beautiful epiphany the other day that no matter what decision I make today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever decision I make will lead me to where I'm supposed to be. And sometimes we don't have the breakthrough that we want. We don't have the huge rush forward that we want, right? And that's okay. That is more than okay. You are taking the steps that you need at this time. And if you need to stay in a space for a while, if you need to learn the lesson over or over, it's okay because you're in a space in this life where you're evolving and growing at the rate that is perfect for you. Okay, so that's your motivational message for today. Make sure you like this video if you're watching on YouTube. Hit subscribe for these daily messages. Of course, subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. It will be so appreciated. I am so excited to announce that I am doing an in-person retreat for women with my beautiful friend Sarah, who runs Empower Camp. She is amazingly skilled. I'm so happy to partner with her. And this retreat is going to be for you if you are feeling separated, siloed, run down, disconnected from who you are, have been, and always will be. And when you come to this and meet the other women that are going to be there and go through the workshops we have planned and participate in the nature activities and just the bonding we are going to experience, it is going to be so fun and so powerful. So that is officially launched. You can check out all the details. There's currently a discounted rate if you make your deposit before August 1st. So you can check it out at pictureperfectmind.com/womensretreat. For anyone that's not local to me, just so you know, I'm in the Western New York area. So this is Duffield, New York. This is the campgrounds that we are going to be in, Duffield Campgrounds. So I don't think it's Duffield, New York. I think it's Duffield Campgrounds. So check out all the details. Let me know if you have questions. I'd love to see you there. And as always, reach out if you'd like to work further with me in any way, shape, or form. I will talk to you soon.